We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you've adjusted here to Emporia and you've had a couple of scrimmages. You had the Jamboree in Wichita on Friday night, and it feels like you haven't been here that long, but there's been a lot have been done and still more work to do heading into this week.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we're right there where we probably want to be, but there's always more that can be done. You know, there's a lot of nuance to our offense. There's a lot that can be still yet done on our defense, especially going into a week where we're playing a flex bone team. You know, very dangerous. You know, I wouldn't say unorthodox, but definitely out of the ordinary. We don't get a chance to play a flex bone team every week, but I think our defense is up for the challenge. And you know, back to the offense, I just think that we just need to execute. So we're going to work this week to prepare to do that.
What's big execution-wise here in the first couple days of practice before you do your walkthrough on Thursday and then get ready to go on Friday?
You know, there's a lot to the details. I think number one for us offensively, you know, we've got to be able to align properly, and then we've got to know our assignments. And then from there, it's just the execution part comes from number one, blocking who we're supposed to block, and number two, being able to catch the ball. And then hopefully on Friday night, we can make one guy miss.
Let's talk about some of your members of your team. First off, starting with Sheldon Stewart. Started six games last year as a junior at quarterback, and it sounds like he's really has put in some time this summer to get better at the quarterback position.
Yeah, he's done a great job of you know, absorbing everything that we're throwing at him, and it's a lot. It really is. You know, I always tell the other skill guys that he and I are the only ones who truly know the whole offense. And you know, everyone else is just kind of doing what they're told. So for him, you know, I think it's a testament to him as a person, to his character and really to his work ethic, to be able to come in to trust us and know that we're going to try to do our best to put him in a position to be successful.
You got a couple offensive linemen back, Robert Allman Wesley. He was a starter last year. Pedro Paderna was a starter last year as well. Aiden Ewing was a backup last year. But what do you like about what you got up front on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, well, they're young and willing to learn. You know, like you said, we do have some returning guys, but we've got some other guys that we've got to lean on that maybe don't quite have that experience, but they're willing to get after it. You know, we've had a couple of physical practices last week in the Jones, and then obviously at the Jamboree, we were able to really get after it. And so, you know, for us, it's really just maintaining that and then try to keep that momentum rolling, being able to get those guys to not only just be physical, but to be able to, you know, block who they're supposed to block.
Let's talk defensively. Cooper Reck is going to be one of your key pieces in the secondary, also going to depend on him on the offensive side of the ball. Has he just been kind of that leader for this defense? I know there's a couple new pieces around there. I know Rique Rios is back, and Kobe Lee is also back up front on defensive line, but those three guys have to be really pivotal right now.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know that Cooper's done a great job of definitely helping us get aligned, getting our assignments, getting the checks, you know, everything that it comes with, you know, the defense and having to be more reactive than the offense, obviously. But he's done a great job. I think he trusts Coach Dreher. He trusts the scheme and the defensive philosophy. You know, and those guys up front, we just trust that those guys are going to get after it. You know, they've been pretty unblockable when we've gone our good versus good periods here in the last couple weeks. And so, you know, we're excited to see those guys hit somebody that's not wearing red and black.
We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, season opener Friday night, Welch Stadium. It's got to feel good to be playing at home for your first game at Emporia High. Pittsburgh last year, they were going through the flex bone for the first year with Coach Latimer. But they have a starting quarterback back. They got some weapons. They got backs back. It seems like when I was looking at their two deep last week, I saw a lot of familiar names. So this is a team that's probably a little bit more hungry this year, knowing they let one slip by them last year in Pittsburgh when Alex made a game-winning field goal in overtime.
Yeah, no, watching that game, it was a little bit of a nail biter. You know, obviously starting 1-0 was big for Emporia last year. hope to do the same. And so for us, I really just think it comes down to, you know, obviously football comes down to blocking and tackling, not getting blocked and not getting tackled. They're going to try to make it really tough on us with that flex bone. I feel like we've got a pretty good plan. Again, we've got to be able to execute. We've got to be able to come out and tackle in space and not get blocked. And then on offense, we've got to be able to block those guys, especially those returning starters that are coming back. They've got some manpower on the defensive side. And then, you know, we've got to try to not get tackled on offense. You know, can we make that first guy miss in space? And you know, what we do isn't really overly complicated, but we just try to do it really, really well. And so for us, you know, are we able to do that?
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to these chats all year long. Along with me being on the ride as the voice of the Spartans, looking forward to seeing what you guys do Friday night. Coach, again, best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for having me.
That is Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Nexec Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.